You'd almost forgotten about the sleeping arrangement at your parents' place over Christmas. So, when you opened the door to your room, a cold fright ran through you. In the second bed of the room, your mother lay, her back to you, dark hair splayed across her pillow, breathing gently. It had been quite a few years since your parents had been divorced, and your mother kept the child at home. You weren't keen about her sleeping in the same room, but she had decided to give her room and bed to your grandparents. The thought of Aunt Victoria flooded back to you, and a hot flush of shame washed over your whole body. What you had just done to your mother's sister was beyond wrong. You could still taste Aunt Vicky on your lips, and it tasted oh so right. You'd never forget the feeling of her tight ass pulsing and contracting against your tongue as she climaxed. And then, of course, you'd blown your load right down her throat. The depravity of it made your head spin. The fucked up thing? Your mother was named Veronica. Who the hell actually makes the decision to name one daughter Victoria and the other Veronica? Your grandparents were just having a laugh, it seemed, perhaps to torture you now, in this very moment, or to tempt you further. You quickly undressed and adjusted your underwear, which was now cum and saliva-stained, and slipped into the empty bed on the other side of the room. It took a while, but eventually, exhaustion overcame you, and you drifted off to sleep. What seemed like a few moments later, you awoke as some mysterious force shook your whole body, and a soft voice whispered desperately,
"Nephew, wake up, darling."
You rolled over to be greeted by Aunt Victoria's face, right in yours. You opened your mouth to speak, but were cut off as her finger pressed against your lips.
"Quiet, dear. You don't want to wake your mother, do you?"
You glanced over to the other bed where your mother slept soundly, then back to Aunt Victoria. She was wearing the same underwear from earlier, and the only thing covering her chest was a tiny tank top, low cut and cut off, revealing her smooth belly. The sun was just beginning to rise, so a dull light filtered through the corners of the curtains. It was now Christmas Day. You wish her a Merry Christmas and then ask what she's doing here. She smiled coyly.
"Oh, I couldn't sleep. My mind was just full of you and your cock and your tongue on my ass. Plus, your father is a snorer. No wonder your mother divorced him. Can I snuggle with you?"
Somehow, you had a feeling that it was more than snuggling she wanted to do. You pose a question. What if your mother was to wake up and see you together? Just what would she say? Aunt Victoria gave a shrug as she pouted.
"She'll say that you're an amazing nephew for taking care of your aunt."
Her closeness was causing your body to react. You felt hot, and your growing erection wasn't helping in resisting. How could you say no at this point? You tell her that she's insatiable. She smiled wide as her hand slipped under your sheets and groped at your cock over your underwear.
"After having this cock down my throat, how could I not be absolutely and purely voracious?"
You moaned and gasped, and her hand pressed into your lips.
"Shh, darling. You wouldn't want to wake mommy up, would you?"
You shook your head as your eyes rolled back. The pleasure of her hands gently stroking was overwhelming. Then she took her hand off your mouth and leaned in, pressing her lips to yours, kissing you with passion, softly moaning into your mouth, hands slipping into your underwear and squeezing around your girth. Her lips wrapped around your tongue, and she giggled as she sucked as if she were sucking your cock once more. After a moment, she pulled away with a soft moan.
"You felt so amazing down the back of my throat, my dear. But now I wonder how you'd feel balls deep inside my ass."
You groaned at the thought of it. Could your cock even last long enough for a single pump? You reluctantly protest against the idea. Fucking your aunt in the ass with your mother right next to you?
Doesn't that just make it hotter, darling? My pussy is soaked just thinking about it.
And with that, she stood straight beside the bed and peeled her thin underwear down. Bending down as the fabric parted from her closed holes, you wished for nothing more than to be her underwear. To be sitting snug against her ass and pussy for whole days at a time. Your mouth salivated.
Has the taste of me even had the chance to leave your mouth, darling?
Her hand slid down her ass, and a finger began teasing at her pussy, swirling around in tight circles. Then her finger pulled away, and a long rope of mucus followed.
Just the thought of your wet tongue all over me makes my pussy weep. You've been such a good boy, nephew. And now Santa has brought you a present.
She smiled and climbed up on the bed, straddling your head.
If you eat my cum well enough, I just may let you fuck my tight little asshole. How about it? Do you want to fuck your Aunt Vicky's asshole, honey?
You nodded and licked your lips. You were like a dog. As soon as the prospect of eating came up, it was the only thing on your mind. Aunt Victoria lowered herself and sighed as her lips pressed into yours. Her juices squelched into you as you opened your mouth, and your warm tongue lapped at her eager pussy. Her hands ran up her body and groped at her own breasts as she let out a soft moan. Your eyes widened and glanced over at your mom. Luckily, she stirred, but remained asleep. Aunt Victoria nibbled at her bottom lip.
Oh, don't worry, darling. She won't wake. I know she's a heavy sleeper. Trust me. We shared a room growing up, and I used to sneak boys in all the time. They would fuck me so hard, and I would moan so loud.
Her hands moved back down to her body, and her fingers weaved into your hair, pulling you into her pussy. Your eyes rolled. Her taste was blooming on your tongue as you licked, slowly up and down, your whole tongue working as much of her sex as you could. You wondered just how many cocks had been inside this pussy, and how many men she'd let blow inside her. She moaned, a little louder this time, testing her sister's deep sleep.
Oh, fuck, nephew. Oh, you know my pussy just as well as my ass. Oh.
You squeezed your eyes closed as your tongue moved down, sliding with ease into the warmth of her slit. She moaned and rocked her hips into your face, as her tight little hole tried its best to clamp down on your tongue.
Oh, fuck, baby, yes. Oh, you're so good with auntie sex. Oh, I was looking for real men all over, but I should have been looking within my own blood. Who would know me better than family? Oh.
Her dirty and depraved words made you moan into her cunt, which in turn leaked directly into your mouth. You drank her down gladly, cock throbbing and bouncing on your stomach, pre-cum pooling in your belly button.
Oh, don't you want to feel my ass in your hands, darling?
Your hands clapped to your aunt's thick cheeks and your mom stirred next to you, letting out a groan and rolling onto her back. Aunt Victoria glanced over with a chuckle.
The real challenge is trying to wake her.
You groped and squeezed and kneaded at her ass, pulling her into you as you began to focus on her engorged little clit, swirling your tongue around, your eyes full of forbidden lust as you gazed up at her. Her face was twisted in ecstasy, her nipples hard and poking through her tank top, her fingers gently tugging at your hair as her hips rolled. She was so wet that you could feel it dripping down your cheeks and ears.
I'm normally a huge tease. Oh, but I don't think I can resist my nephew's cock any longer.
She lifted her crotch from your face, long strings of saliva and juice stretching between their lips. You licked your lips as you gasped for air. Breathing was secondary at this point. You could die happy if you suffocated in Aunt Victoria's perfect pussy. You let out a whine and tell her how hard your cock is for her. She smirked and slid down your body, grasping your cock in her hands. Her lips brushed against your tip.
Oh, I know, my darling nephew. Oh, it's time for you to take my anal virginity.
With her eyes locked onto yours, she took one long lick across your belly, tongue dipping into your belly button, cleaning off all the pre-cum in one go. She licked her lips and purred her delight.
All night, I couldn't stop thinking about how good you tasted. Now, let's get this cock nice and wet for my ass.
And with that, your cock disappeared once more down her throat. The whole time, her eyes stayed on yours until they started to roll as her nose touched your navel. You gasped and grabbed two fistfuls of her messy bed hair, unsure whether to pull her off or pull her down further. Your moan was loud, but you managed to clamp your mouth shut before you screamed your aunt's name. Your mom let out a sigh and rolled from her back to face the taboo lovers. Aunt Victoria glanced across at her sister, and the corners of her lips turned up in a smile as she glanced back at you. She winked, and her fingers began fondling at your heavy balls. Saliva slowly drooled from the corners of her mouth, and her hands were quick to scoop it up and use it as lube in her nut job. You tapped at her head as you groaned, telling her that you'll come if she keeps this up. She grunted and lifted her head, your spit-soaked cock slapping down wetly against your belly.
Well, we can't have that before you get to experience the tightest pleasure one can feel. No, and besides, I want that whole load inside of me.
She crawled back up your body, her soaked pussy grinding against your soaked cock. She moaned as she kissed you once more. Her lips tasted of cock while yours tasted of pussy. It was the perfect amalgamation of flavors. You moaned together as your tongues explored, swapping sexual fluids, your eager privates throbbing in tandem.
I can't stand it anymore. I need your cock in my ass, nephew.
She slowly stood on the bed and turned her ass to you before squatting down over your crotch. She pulled a cheek aside with one hand while the other grabbed your cock and guided it into her quivering pucker. It looked so eager for your cock, like it was ravenous, just for you. She gasped as your tip pressed against her and her hole tightened, reluctant to let your cock inside. You reached out and spread her cheeks with both hands, fingers digging deep into her thickness. You speak in a calming voice and tell her to relax, that your cock was made for her ass.
Oh, I know, baby.
She took control of her breathing. Then her ass began to relax and loosen a tiny bit, just enough for your head to start its penetration. Her hands grabbed a hold of your shins, her nails digging in as she began her descent.
Yes. Oh, baby, fuck yes. Let my tight ass engulf your cock.
It stretched wider and wider against your pink head until there was a satisfying pop as it snapped around you. You both moaned in unison, your heads tilting back. She glanced over her shoulder and down at you.
Oh, God, that feels amazing.
You looked up at your aunt and grit your teeth to stop from moaning. Her hands moved back, resting on top of yours, helping you spread her cheeks.
Oh, push in deep, darling. I want to feel every inch of you stretching me.
You push deeper and deeper, her ass making way and accommodating for your girth, until your balls rested against her cunt. Balls deep inside your auntie. You glanced across at your mom, who stirred, her arm pushing her blanket back, revealing a huge breast falling from her sleeping tank top. Aunt Victoria chuckled.
Oh, that bitch Veronica was blessed with the tits, but I think having the ass is better, right, darling?
You could only moan in response, squeezing your aunt's ass tight.
But could you imagine? Balls deep in my ass while mommy smothered you with her tits. Oh, you like that idea, huh? What? Have you thought about fucking your own dear mother before?
Your face went even redder than it already was in the dull morning light. You couldn't deny that your mother had a fucking killer rack. If you weren't throbbing hard before, you were now.
It'll be just like the old days when your mother and I would team up on your dad's dick. You would fill us with so much cum. You know, you could have actually been my son. Well, maybe you are my son.
The teasing was too great, and your hands gripped her ass tight. You couldn't believe it. You asked her if it was true.
All the fucking time. Now, of course, it all stopped once Veronica got pregnant with you. Lucky bitch. I wanted to be the one your dad bred. Oh, should have made him come inside of me more.
Her ass pulsed and gripped around you as she started to slide up and down your length.
No, maybe. I should try to resume getting bred. But this time, with my nephew.
The thought of filling your aunt with your fertile seed sent shivers through your body. It was so wrong, but you still wanted it so bad. But first, you were intent on breeding her ass. You lifted a hand from her ass and slapped it back down, sending her thick fat rolling and her pucker squeezed around you with the sudden sting of pain. She let out a squeal, then a moan.
See? Oh, your mother is such a heavy sleeper. Oh, I bet I could reach over and squeeze her tit without her waking.
You watched in wonder as Aunt Victoria leaned over, your cock still in her ass, and groped at her sister's breast. She smirked at you over her shoulder. Her fingers twisted your mom's nipple, and she let out a moan, her eyelids flickering.
Oh, is this hot for you, darling?
You groaned and cursed in panic, telling Aunt Victoria not to wake her. It only egged her on, and she grabbed a handful of her sister's boob and squeezed hard.
I kind of hope I do. I want my sister to see what her son is doing to his auntie.
She let go of your mom's chest and slid off your cock, and it slapped down onto your belly. Then she moved forward, down on her knees, ass high in the air, her gaping asshole slowly closing back up after its stretching.
Oh, no. Hurry up, my darling nephew, and fill my ass up again with your cock. Oh, it's where it was always meant to be.
You shuffled up on your knees and got into position, one hand on her ass, the other guiding your cock. This time, her sweet rosebud opened with ease to accept you, and you both moaned in unison. She tightened with every inch that pushed inside until your balls rested against her soaked pussy. You couldn't hold back any longer. With both hands on her hips, you started thrusting in and out, hard. Your hips slapping against her ass filled the room with fleshy claps. Aunt Victoria gasped as her hand grasped around your wrist, fingernails digging into your skin. She moaned, looking back over her shoulder at you with furrowed brows and desperate eyes.
Oh, yes, baby. Fuck my ass good. Fill me fucking deep. Oh, fill me with your thick load. Yes.
Your lust for your aunt consumed you as you pounded her ass like your life depended on it. You glanced over at your mom again as you panted and puffed, both hoping she'd wake up and praying she'd stay asleep. You wanted to know what she thought of this, what she would say about being balls deep inside her sister's asshole. You moved a hand up Aunt Victoria's back and took a fistful of her hair, pulling gently. You groaned, still slamming in and out of her forbidden tightness, her back arched, leaning into your hair pulling.
Oh, yes, baby, yes. Oh, God, I love it when my handsome nephew fucks my asshole. Fuck! Fuck, you're gonna make me come so hard.
Her voice turned to pathetic whimpers as she babbled in ecstasy. Her hands slid down, fingers flicking against her soaked clit. It didn't take long for you to start throbbing and engorging. You moan and desperately babble that you're about to come.
No, fuck, come deep inside my ass, darling. Darling, yes, yes.
Aunt Victoria's tight pucker contracted and pulsed around you as her orgasm began to rock her entire body. Your moans get louder as your orgasm erupted. A thick rope of seed snaked down inside her warmth. It came hard and fast, filling her quick, her gasping and moaning making you moan louder. Your mother stirring beside you, eyes flickering.
Oh my God. So much fucking cum. Oh, more than you dumped down my throat for sure.
You let go of her hair, both hands on her ass, and slowly withdrew your cock. A gush of white came as your head ejected, splattering down onto the sheets. Her fingers quickly scooped up your leaking load, and she rubbed it into her clit with post-orgasmic glee. It was truly a sight to behold. Aunt Victoria moaned as her long fingers gently swirled around her cum-soaked clit.
After all that, Veronica didn't even wake up.
You glanced over, and, surely enough, your mom still slumbered, mouth partly open and breathing gently. She groaned and rolled onto her back, heavy breast wobbling like jello. You slumped back on the bed with a content sigh and wished your Aunt Victoria a Merry Christmas. She giggled and dragged her body up by yours to lay down beside you. Her eyes gazed into yours with pure love.
I do hope you liked what Santa brought you this year, darling.